If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out more about my all-new community available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Girlfriend's Guide to Starting Over podcast. If you don't know, I'm your host, Kayla, and I am so excited that you have made it back to my platform. So today's episode is a little bit different than most episodes because typically I share a success story, some personal growth tips, or lessons that I have learned in overcoming obstacles. But today I'm going to share with you in a really vulnerable way my most recent failure. An instance in corporate where they didn't pick me. And the honest truth about it is I had to process it with my coach because the emotion that I felt was really something that I didn't recognize. I guess 2 or 3 months ago, my supervisor came to me and let me know that she had referred me to an emerging leaders program. She was super excited about it. It's an initiative with the commissioner and the governor. And I'll be honest, it was nowhere near on my radar. So I thought nothing about it until the referral. And then anytime that you have the potential for your leadership ability to be recognized, especially on that level, you get super excited about all the potential that's packed in that, right? And so I redid my CV. I worked like diligently on the application. I made sure I'm at the deadline. Like I did all the things. You guys know me. I am a go-getter. I'm an implementer. I turned it in and then weeks passed. And then a month passed. And then the new year started. And I knew that the start date was approaching. And it dawned on me one night, like, Kayla, you didn't get in. And I was like, oh, okay. No bigs. And so then I was waiting. So any day now, I should get an email that says you didn't get in. And I've yet to get an email letting me know that I wasn't accepted into this academy, despite the fact that the start date was last week sometime, right? And so I had to process it with my coach because I'm going to Orlando in February to work on my coaching stuff, be one-on-one in an accelerator with my visibility coach, like packing into my passion, right? And I had delayed booking my flight in case I got into this program. And then I decided late one night at the end of December, he was like, you know what? I'm going to book my flight. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And not getting into that program just hit me differently. Because see, 4 years ago, I didn't get into the same program. 4 years ago, I was a brand new director at my facility and all of this was new. I was coming out from amongst my peers and trying to really show myself as the leader, as the director, as the person who could like show the way for others. And not getting into that program 4 years ago hit me like a sack of bricks. I cried and I felt like quitting and I was like, what's the word for it? Imposter syndrome. That's the word. Imposter syndrome literally took over me. I was like, I have no business being in leadership. They're right. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good enough. And I was so upset because I saw all of these other people that got in. I'm like, well, how did they get in? I was so consumed with that outside validation that I lost myself in it. And that was just the first of many corporate hurts, but I lost myself in that. Spring forward to 2024, I didn't get into the program and I'm like, okay, like it's not that it didn't disappoint me because who doesn't want to be in that sort of position? However, I was able to take a step back and recognize I am a dynamic leader. I lead my team to success month after month. I have helped the hospital through multiple surveys. Like not getting into that program does not invalidate all the success or my ability. I no longer rely on the validation from outside people to let me know what I'm capable of or what I'm good enough for. And the feeling that I felt was so foreign because I was like, why am I not upset? Why am I not crying? Why am I not distraught? Did I not want it? And it's not that I didn't want it. It's just that I no longer need someone else to tell me that I'm good enough. Like I look back and 4 years ago, I felt that way, looked over, picked over, skipped over in every aspect of my life. like I was in a long-term relationship with a boyfriend. I was like, why don't you want to pick me as a wife? I was in, you know, a tumultuous situation with my parents. And I'm like, why can't you pick me over this drama? And with my ex-husband, it was constantly like, why can't you think about my feelings in regard to this, you know, the turmoil of co-parenting, right? And so I felt like every aspect I needed some sort of validation. That's what personal growth and development will do for you. That's what investing in a coach, in therapy, and sitting down and truly like diving into your traumas and really like healing your inner child will do for you. And I say this to say that so many times we don't recognize just how much we are growing. We get to stand in our personal power. Whenever you start to set boundaries with someone, whenever you start to change, whenever you start to decide, you know what, no more, I'm not going back and forth with someone. Whenever you just decide that you're going to do this for you because you want differently for you, it changes the game. And I just felt like I needed to share that with somebody. Like, the same situation happened to me 4 years apart, but my reaction is completely different. Completely different. I'm able to step back and say, you know, Kayla, you started this coaching business so you could be your own boss. You started this coaching business because you recognized that the corporate space was not the only place to thrive. You wanted to touch more lives. You wanted to change more people. You wanted to serve and support the world. And you can't do that simply behind your desk. And so I said, God, if not getting into this program was your message for me to truly pour more into my business, to truly anchor down that I'm truly on the right track, then I thank you. And if it was just not for me and I didn't get in, then Jesus, I thank you. And so I have learned to trust the process. And I pray and I hope that you will learn to trust the process in your own life. If there's someone, if there's some company, if there's some agency, if there's some contract, if there's some home, if there's some anything that you were not selected for, count it all a blessing. Because I've said it before, what doesn't work out for you often works out for you. I love you, girl. We'll chat in the next one.